Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. So I wonder how you're doing at the time of this recording. We're beginning week 8 of the great pandemic, coronavirus 2020. We were referring to it as the great quarantine of 2020, but this week many of you will be released, at least in part, from your quarantine, as you might live in states that are beginning to relax the stay-at-home orders. For the rest of us, it's still the great quarantine for at least another week or so. I was thinking recently about all the words we've been using to describe this pandemic, this quarantine, this COVID-19 coronavirus. You know, unprecedented was the term used at the beginning until it became overused and no longer unprecedented. Words like historic, epic, crisis, crazy time, new normal, unparalleled, extraordinary, uncertain times, trying times, challenging times, unique time, unusual, difficult time, unheard of times. I could go on forever. But, you know, we are all trying to define what we are experiencing, I think, because we think if we can define it, perhaps then we can begin to deal with it. We can begin to cope with it, maybe even begin to take control of what we can control in the midst of this pandemic. You know, one word that I had not previously heard used to describe what we are experiencing is perhaps the one that could be the most helpful, the word interruption. Interruption. Have you thought of what we're experiencing as an interruption? I hadn't until just recently. The Lord drew me to this thought last week, and He was pretty persistent that I pause and let Him speak. He drew me to Priscilla Schreier's book that I've had on my bookshelf for a while entitled Life Interrupted. And He began to confirm that He has a message for us for such a time as this. I believe God is inviting us to see this time not as a crazy time or a crisis or unprecedented or new normal or difficult or any of those other terms that we've heard and used to define this time, although truly it is difficult and it is unprecedented and it's challenging. That's true. But I believe God is inviting us to see this as an interruption. A time when what we had been doing, how our life had been moving along, how all that we had known as normal, how all that we were achieving has been interrupted. You know, the dictionary defines interruption as a stoppage or hindering of an activity for a time, like a rain delay in the middle of a baseball game. Oh, wait, there is no baseball right now. But if there was and if it rained, that would be an example of an interruption, where something you expected to take place was hindered or stopped for a while. So this pandemic is an interruption to the activities we were experiencing, our normal daily routines, our home lives, our family lives, our business lives, our social lives, our church lives, our school lives. Our lives in every way have been interrupted. And while we might not have as much experience with unprecedented, crazy, epic crises in the past, I'm fairly certain all of us have experience with interruptions. And just like previous interruptions in our lives, God is allowing this one in our lives right now. Be clear, He didn't cause this, but God is allowing it. And get this, if He is allowing it, He must have a purpose for it. If He is allowing it, He must have a purpose for it, a lesson we can learn, a way He wants us to grow through it. In her book, Life Interrupted, Priscilla Schreier points us to one of God's prophets who experienced an interruption in his life, the prophet Jonah. Jonah was a prophet of the Lord's during a time when God's people, Israel, were experiencing very prosperous, really good times. You see, God had spoken through Jonah to declare that indeed these prosperous days were coming for God's people, and they did. So this made Jonah a pretty popular guy. likely well-respected and probably well-compensated for his role. You know, things were going well for Jonah. He was comfortably doing exactly what God had asked him to do. The news was good. Life was good. And then, one day, God gave Jonah a new assignment, which would completely change the direction Jonah thought his life would go. And just when things were going so well for Jonah, why now, God? Why this interruption? Well, we read about it in Jonah chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. And after paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. You know, what God had for Jonah was an interruption. Jonah was going to have to get uncomfortable with this new assignment, and Jonah didn't want this change, this interruption. Now, be clear, God created the interruption in Jonah's life. That was God's idea. He did it for a reason. We'll discover that. God didn't create this horrible virus, but he has allowed it. Let's be clear. But Jonah didn't want this change, this interruption in his life any more than we want this coronavirus in our lives. Everything was going well. He didn't want to have to get uncomfortable. So Jonah decided, that's it. I quit. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm hopping a boat. I'm heading to Tarshish. Did you ever feel that way during this coronavirus interruption? I don't know about you, but I have. I have had my moments where I say, okay, Lord, I'm thoroughly frustrated. I'm ready to be done with this. Ever feel that frustrated with having to change almost everything you do? I'm pretty sure we all have to some degree. We can relate to Jonah. We had a good life. The new year had just begun. Remember back in January? Our energy was high. Our focus was clear. The economy was good. Things were humming along. Our goals were set for a productive, prosperous 2020. We had gotten off to such a good start. And then out of nowhere, this invisible enemy of coronavirus changed everything. Now, we had to learn new ways to operate within our home and our families and our businesses. And maybe at some point you felt like saying, I'm done. I quit. I'm going to sit this one out. I'm going to wait till this is over. Well, if you did, you're like a whole lot of us. And God understands. He loves us. He's a gracious, loving God. He gets it. Our situation has changed. But you know what? God hasn't. He still loves us. You know, Priscilla Schreier puts it this way. She writes, "What if we knew this interrupted life was less about the problem and more about the process? And what if we knew this roadblock or aggravation hadn't caught God by surprise, even if it's come as a shock to us? And what if we knew that the direction he was taking us provided opportunities we'd always dreamed about, even if they didn't look exactly the way we thought they would? What if we knew by not getting what we want, God was ultimately giving us something better?" I think we can know, and we can live like we know. End quote. Ladies, God is walking us through this interruption that he has allowed into our lives right now. He has a plan and a purpose. His plan is always to prosper us and not to harm us ever, to give us a hope and a future. And he will share lessons with us as we examine Jonah's life and realize how it parallels with our lives right now. So I invite you to follow along in Jonah. I invite you to follow along and get the book Life Interrupted by Priscilla Schreier. If you can't, that's okay. Just hop on these calls each week. They'll be here waiting for you. And we'll discover what lessons God has for us during this interruption. Well, thank you, and God bless you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.